real conversations about how we live out our faith every day. Welcome to Connecting Faith.
Glad to have you with us today. I'm Neil Stavem. This is Connecting Faith. Ted Ross at the controls. Carissa's at the phones. And Ted, I saw this quote from Winston Churchill. Thought it might be appropriate today. Success is going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm.
Boy, yeah, and he demonstrated that, didn't he?
Well, he did, yes, and encouraged those students right at the chapel, never give up, right? Mm-hmm. Never, never. Sam Levinson says, you must learn from the mistakes of others. You can't possibly live long enough to make them all yourself. Okay. Now, we're not talking about the failure and mistakes today, but we are talking about ways that we can maybe redirect our work, our career. And we're going to talk about some practical ways that you can pivot to your best career. That's the subtitle of a new book from Robert Dickey III called Love Your Work. Proverbs 12:11 says, a hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies has no sense. So how do we know if we're chasing the right goal, the right role for us? So we're going to find out today.
Getting a little guidance is always a good thing.
I think it is. Well, and it's this seems like a good time to be doing it, too, because, you know, students graduating from colleges and universities and mm-hmm. heading on to the workforce or heading back to mom's house.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
right.
where it is, but we're going to talk. And, or maybe you're in a season, a transition in your life. Maybe you are trying to re-enter the workforce, all the kids are gone, and say, now it's time to get back, and how do I do that? Or you're maybe in a position that's just not fulfilling or it's not rewarding in some way. We're going to talk careers today, and would love to have you join us. And we're going to attempt to take a phone call or two, and we're working out of a new studio today. So we'll see how that works. And you could, you know, you could try it with us, right?
I mean, yeah.
What's the worst that can happen?
Right. Well,
okay.
You don't want to think
about that. We already talked about failure without losing enthusiasm, so that's the deal. Robert Dickey III is back with us today on Connecting Faith. He's served as a decorated Air Force officer, the CEO of an international company, and as a leader of several nonprofits. He became president of Crown Ministries back in 2011. And Bob and his wife reside in Knoxville, Tennessee. They have six children and a couple of dogs. And Bob's written several books, and we love having him on with us for his enthusiasm. And we're going to talk about his new book, Love Your Work, Four Practical Ways You Can Pivot to Your Best Career. Bob, welcome back. Good to have you on.
It is always an honor to be with you guys, so thank you so much for having me on the program today.
We do have some copies of the book to give away, so you can call for that at 877-933-2484 and sign up for this great resource, because it will be a great help to you at whatever stage you might be in your career, and certainly for maybe a young person in your house that just needs some help in getting started. So sign up for a copy of Love Your Work from Robert Dickey, Four Practical Ways You Can Pivot to Your Best Career. Bob, let's talk a little bit about, you know, latest figures suggest the U.S. economy is starting to add more jobs. So how do we interpret those numbers?
Well, you're absolutely correct. I mean, if you take a look at any major newspaper and the television programs, everyone's reporting that we're at one of the lowest unemployment levels in the last decade, and everyone's cheering, everyone's excited. And what I'd like the listeners to think about today is the Great Recession that we went through. That was like a big thunderstorm. Think about those thunderstorms that roll into our town. You have the lightning crash, and it's scary. It causes some damage, but sooner or later, those storm clouds kind of roll off, and they dissipate into the distance, and everything gets back to normal, seemingly. And that's kind of where we're at right now. Recessions come and go. They're like thunderstorms. But what a lot of people don't realize is that there are tectonic shifts happening within our economy right now. Think about this as an earthquake. These are structural movements that are happening underneath our feet. A lot of people are not aware of them, and they are going to have massive, massive long-term implications in our economy. So even though those big storm clouds of the recession have moved away, even though employment is now at a 10-year low, and everyone thinks like, oh, we're getting back to normal, there are still massive fundamental changes that are happening to our global economy right now. That's what we need to be prepared for.
Well, I guess that maybe brings up the subtitle of your book. You're talking about four practical ways you can pivot to your best career. Maybe we need to, I mean, maybe all of us are going to be forced to pivot if we're going to handle the shifts, right? I mean, we're going to be, we don't have any other choice, perhaps.
Absolutely. So here's one data point. I just reached out. I'm preparing for a talk in St. Louis here in a few days. And I reached out to one of my friends who is a private equity manager here within the U.S., one of the founding members of TED Talks. If you are familiar mm-hmm. with those TED-style talks that everyone listens to.
So well, of course, Ted's my producer, so I mean, he talks to me all the time. So I'm very familiar with it, yes.
You're in good company. So I reached out to him, and I said, look, Tom, I want some real information hot off the presses of what you're seeing within Silicon Valley and things that I can share with the folks that are going to be listening to this talk. He said, Bob, one of the biggest things that people are not aware of is that, you know, Donald Trump, President Trump, was ushered into office because he kept talking about all this offshoring, all these jobs that were going to that had been offshored, and he was going to bring all these jobs back to America. Even if we erect these big walls, even if we stop all of these manufacturing jobs from the United States moving overseas, he goes, that's nothing compared to what automation is doing. President Trump, any party within the United States is not going to be able to stop technological advances that are automating jobs, and it's happening at a very rapid rate. And every single sector of the U.S. economy is being impacted by this. And so he said, folks need to understand that within the next 5 to 10 years, you have huge sectors of the economy, the retail sector, which employs up to 15% of U.S. workers. Many of those jobs are going to be automated. The driving industry, the trucking industry, that's being automated right now. We've got Volvo testing semi-trailers right now on U.S. highways with no driver. It's 100% autonomous. And about 15% of American working males have a job that's tied to transportation and trucking. So he goes, what happens when we hit that inflection point? He said, this is something that we're not going to be able to stop because these advances are happening so rapidly. So the key is, no matter what industry we're in, whether we're in radio, we're in media, we're in nonprofit work, whether we're at retail, whatever, these changes are going to impact all of us. We have to have our eyes open. We have to be prepared. We have to take steps right now because our industries are going to be impacted. And if we take proper precautions, if we take those proper steps, we'll be prepared and we'll be able to actually have opportunity and we won't be under threat of losing our job.
Wow, just these are interesting days, and obviously, I mean, as you said, even with a wall, and if all the manufacturing jobs came back, that's still not going to compare with where we're going. I'm wondering if Bob, we can just talk a little bit about, you know, this week, this past week, maybe next week, a lot of graduations, thousands of young adults going to be thrust out into the workforce. Let's talk about which ones are going to be successful and why.
Well, the Wall Street Journal just within the last week ran a big article and was talking about how graduating college seniors today are entering into one of the better job market opportunities in the last decade. Wages have actually increased a little bit. That's great. So the prospects for them are better than in years past. However, here are the areas of economic growth, the places where there is massive opportunity in the next 10, 15, 20 years, a long runway. So anything that's related to technology. Technology is changing the world. Anything related into software and software development. Some of the things like blockchain technology. We've heard about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. There's other things in terms of data science and data analytics. So this was a field that hadn't even been wasn't even a major offered in these fields a few years ago. And now it is the it degree to have. If you're in data science or data analytics, you basically can name your price. And they are in high demand by every single company that's out there within the U.S. economy. But, you know, so technology, software, and people might say, well, Bob, I graduated with a bachelor of arts degree. I'm a liberal arts major. You know, I'm an English or history guy. I mean, I'm not a programmer. Do I have opportunity in this new economy? The answer is yes, because all of these tech companies, all of these areas of growth, whether it's green technologies and renewable energies, those companies, they need people inside that those companies who know how to write content that are creative. And so what you want to do is you might want to take your soft skills or that liberal arts degree, and instead of getting hired into an old economy manufacturing, you know, facility or something that was a hot sector maybe in the 80s and 90s, find those hot sectors here in the new economy and get hired into those companies. You'll be taken along with that momentum, that fast-moving current within the new economy.
talking with Bob Dickey today. Robert Dickey III is the CEO of Crown Ministries, and he has authored several books, a decorated Air Force officer, and has a unique career path. And he understands the changing job market, and the book we're referencing today is called Love Your Work, Four Practical Ways You Can Pivot to Your Best Career. We're going to talk about those four practical ways. We do want to just encourage you, though, if you have a question of whatever kind of career path you're on at the moment and you're thinking a pivot's necessary, or you've got maybe a young grad in your house, or you are a young grad and just looking for a little advice, Bob's the guy to talk to. We'll get you some free career counseling here today on the show. In fact, Crown Ministries has a great program called the Career Direct. We'll touch on that a little bit as well. We also have some copies of Robert's book, Love Your Work, and you can sign up for a copy by giving us a phone call. We'll do a drawing at the top of the hour. The phone number is 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. And we're going to continue talking with Robert Dickey in just a moment here on Connecting Faith. Future's here, right? How can we be prepared for it? How can we find our way in the new economy? Talking Love Your Work, Four Practical Ways You Can Pivot to Your Best Career. Robert Dickey III is my guest today, and Robert serves as the CEO of Crown Ministries, and he's had a pretty interesting career path as a decorated Air Force officer, a CEO of an international company. He's familiar with our changing job market and how to navigate it, and we welcome you to join the conversation with a phone call at 877-933-2484. As we talk jobs and careers, 877-93-FAITH. Or it might be more convenient for you to just drop us an email. We've got an email link on our show page. If you go to myfaithradio.com and click on the Connecting Faith show page, there's an email link there. You can just submit your question, and we'll get to it here in the moments ahead. Robert, you talk about the subtitle, Four Practical Ways You Can Pivot to Your Best Career. Let's talk about those four ways. Just give us a little content summary of what we're talking about in today's world of work.
Well, where we all want to be, let's talk about the destination first of all. We want to be in the zone of renewal. You know, the Bible talks an awful lot about us constantly being in a state of renewal, renewing our mind and our spirit. And in the economy, the zone of renewal is a place where we have great opportunity with what we're doing. We might be at a great company, a great job, but there's a lot of opportunity for advancement, to take care of our families, for promotion. But there's also a great ability for us to be passionate. We're very, very passionate about what we're doing. So it's the perfect intersection of opportunity and passion. That's where we want to be. Now, there's going to be some people who are listening today, and they're like, boy, I am right there. I'm in that zone of renewal. I love it. I love what I do every single day. I'm making progress. Here's the thing. Here's a word of caution for someone who's in that zone. If you are complacent, if you take your eye off the ball, if you start to rest on your laurels and you don't stay connected and understand what's going on in the world around you, how your industry is going to be impacted by technology and change, if you're not adding new skills and if you're not adding new abilities, it's going to be very easy for the world to pass you by and for you to fall out of that zone of renewal and into one of the other three quadrants. And there's a lot of people within our economy that find themselves in one of the other three quadrants. So let's go to one of the toughest ones to get out of. Now, it's very possible to get out of this one, but it's just a little more difficult than the other two. And this is the zone of reinvention. This is a place where someone, either they've been fired or they've been let go, and they have to completely reinvent themselves. It might be a person who's in a job, and this is where you have low opportunity for advancement. It might be a dead-end career, and you're not very passionate. You have very low passion. You're basically just going in. You're checking the clock. You're like, oh, I'm doing it for the paycheck, but I can't stand what I do. 80%. A Wall Street Journal article said 80% of people are going to work today, and they hate either their job or their boss. That's a horrible way to live a life. Those people are in the zone of reinvention. They need to reinvent themselves. So highlight a number of practical steps of how do we reinvent ourselves in midlife. A lot of people, midlife, 30, 40, 50, are having to reinvent themselves to go and get a different job or have a different career. Well, let's talk about the other two zones that people will a lot of times find themselves in. Sometimes they will find themselves in the zone where they need to re-vector. A person who needs to re-vector is someone who might be very passionate about their job or about what they're doing, about the industry that they're in, but for whatever reason, they have very low opportunity. So they just need to make an ever so slight adjustment. It's like flying an airplane, just ever so slightly make an adjustment so that they can get into a zone where there's more opportunity. They still want to do what they love, but let's just re-vector ever so slightly. The other one is a place, this is where we repurpose. So this is the exact opposite of revectoring. This is an individual who has tons of opportunity. They're in a great job, but they absolutely hate it. They're not passionate about it. And I talk to people like this all the time. These are, a lot of times, these are people who took jobs because their mom or their dad told them it would be a great opportunity. They've become doctors. They've become lawyers. They're in a great profession. They're making a big salary, but they go to work every single day, and they're like, you know what, this is not how God made me. I'm not wired this way. I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to be a musician. I wanted to do something else. And so there's a complete different track for people who find themselves in that spot in life where they need to repurpose. One of the great stories that I love in my book, I talk about a young attorney. He was a hot shot attorney, young kid. He was about ready to be made partner of a very prestigious law firm here in Knoxville, Tennessee. And he just felt like God was calling him to do something else. Brilliant, brilliant attorney. The day that he's walking into the building to accept being made partner for this law firm, he had talked to his wife, he had talked to his parents, he had prayed about it. He walked in, he turned down the opportunity. He decided he was going to go to seminary and be a minister. And so he's just now graduated from Baylor Seminary, and he is loving it. He is a pastor, he's thriving. Has all sorts of great career opportunities. And you know what he told me? He said, Bob, I thought I was turning my back on the law field. I thought God was calling me in the ministry, in which he was, but he's opened up an opportunity for me as a pastor to use my legal degree, my legal profession, and I'm still able to help people in that area. So there's all sorts of opportunities. If people are not in that zone of renewal and you feel that you're in that spot where you need to re-vector or repurpose or maybe even reinvent, God's got a plan for you. There's practical and easy ways to do it. It takes a little time, takes a little work, but with a little due diligence, we can all re-vector back into that zone of renewal. That's where God wants us to be.
You know, I was thinking, Bob, that we love those stories about, you know, someone finding their sweet spot. But, you know, we'd like to get to that before we're actually walking in the door to take that new job. I mean, how do we step back maybe to the beginning or some foundation things so that we don't have to maybe pursue a wrong path and have to sort of do a sharp U-turn right at the end?
That is the best question you could have asked, and I'm passionate about this. I take people at the very beginning of the book, Neil. I take people through the process and say, look, don't make one of these career mistakes if you have the opportunity. And don't try to chase the money. Don't try to chase what's going to make you successful. But if we start off first and foremost, truly understanding who we are and how our Creator God made us and our unique design. Each one of us, Larry Burkett, the founder of our ministry, said each one of us is as unique as a snowflake, right? So each one of us has a unique design given to us by God with unique passions and skills and interests. So when we understand that, then we can kind of craft a plan where we can live in alignment with how God made us. That's where we're going to have ultimate success. And so one of the things that I'm extremely passionate about is to tell people about Career Direct. This is an online software tool that we have at Crown, and we take people through this consultation process. And they go through this online diagnostic, and they get a 35-page report, and it gives them a full breakdown. It's like a Myers-Briggs personality assessment, except it goes a lot deeper. And this was designed by a bunch of PhDs at the University of Georgia. It's been scientifically tested. It's used all over the world. And it helps people really nail what are their unique skills, passions, interests? How has God made me? And from there, they can sit down with a consultant and they can craft a life plan. And the consultant can sit with them and say, hey, look, have you considered opportunities in this career field? Or if you consider doing this because this is in alignment, this is how you can best use the skills that God gave you. So I highly recommend it. It's called Career Direct, and folks, if they just go to your website, I'm sure you'll put a link up there. I want to point people back to the radio station, and I'm sure you can direct them in the right in the right location.
But otherwise, what, crown.org/careers? Is that what would just crown.org? Would that do it?
If you go to crown.org, you'll find information on it. It's right there on the main main homepage under careers. Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Bob, did you, we've heard reports that today's maybe millennial or young person is going to have maybe, 14, 15, 16 different, maybe not careers, but certainly different jobs. I mean, and you had a pretty wide range of things. Are you speaking now to say, hey, do what I say, not what I do? I mean, did you just make a lot of mistakes in your journey, or was that all part of, you know, your ability to pivot?
Well, you know, I wouldn't call it mistakes. When I take a look in the rearview mirror, I see that God was leading me, and I didn't design it. I have a very nonlinear career. I mean, I started off, I graduated the University of Tennessee, and I went in the military. I felt like that was where God was calling me, where the doors of opportunity were opening. This is what I wanted to do. And then uniquely, as I continued to pray, as I, and journeyed in my relationship with the Lord, He opened up opportunities. And from there, I went into the private sector, and I led a company in the private sector. And then I left that and started a startup company, which eventually led me to come and be the president of Crown. And each step along the way, I see that God was opening up doors, putting me in a different spot. I couldn't have designed this had I tried. But people look at my career and they're like, wow, you've got a lot of diversity in your career. And it was God all along the way preparing me and getting me ready for new positions of leadership and where He wanted me to be. So I would tell people this. It's very important to create a plan. But realize that God's got a plan, and He's going to direct your path. And it's important for us to be wise. It's important for us to have discernment and to have proper planning. But He may, you may not see all the little twists and turns that where your life is going to take. And God's going to open up doors of opportunity for you that you may have never even imagined be possible. That's certainly the story for me. And for young millennials today, the way that our grandparents or my grandparents came up, where they went to high school and then entered into the workforce at General Motors and was at a company for 35 years, 40 years, and then retired. I mean, that's a relic of the past. Young millennials today better be ready to pivot. They'll work for a multitude of different companies. They'll be in a multitude of different industries. So there's skill sets that we have to acquire along the way to be able to thrive in this new environment. But and sometimes it can be stressful. But you know what? If we just sit back and we understand that our life is in the hands of God and He's got a plan for us, it's an amazing journey. And just enjoy that journey every step of the way.
Robert Dickey III is my guest today, CEO of Crown Ministries, author of a wonderful book called Love Your Work, 4 Practical Ways You Can Pivot to Your Best Career. We've got some copies to give away. You can get signed up for one, a drawing at 877-93-FAITH, 877-933-2484. Want to answer your career questions, too. What are you concerned about in your career, job moves? We'll take your calls coming up after this short break. You got some dreams for bigger goals, maybe searching out a new career niche, or pursuing work and success in a whole new level. We got some good encouragement for you today with Robert Dickey III, who's now CEO of Crown Ministries. He's been in that position here for about 6 years or so. But he's also been a decorated Air Force officer, CEO of an international company, a startup, a leader of several nonprofits, and he's authored several books, including Love Your Work, 4 Practical Ways You Can Pivot to Your Best Career. And we do have some copies of the book to give away, and happy to take your questions as well. You can either submit them online at myfaithradio.com and click on the Connecting Faith show page, use the email link there, or you can call us at 877-933-2484. Bob, just interested in terms of maybe the need for patience and persistence when we're making a transition, because things don't necessarily happen overnight. I guess we could get laid off overnight, but finding that new position doesn't happen immediately. So what are some of your thoughts about being persistent and not giving up in this transition?
Well, one of my favorite quotes is one that I've heard from many people. My mentor used to reference this to me quite frequently when I was younger. But God's delays are not God's denials. And a lot of times when we find ourselves in a state where, you know, we want something desperately and we might even need it, a new job or a new career, we're in that state of transition. And it just feels like we're in this holding pattern and it feels like we're not making any progress. The thing that I'd like people to think about is those are opportunities where God is trying to teach us something. There's a lesson for us to learn. And, you know, we read about patience in the Bible, and we read about how we're supposed to wait on the Lord. This is part of, you know, the Christian walk. And I believe that there are times in our life where we're going to go through trials, we're going to go through tribulations. We may go through long periods of waiting, and this is a time of refinement. This is a time of growth. This is a time for us to, and so instead of looking at this as a negative, be looking at this as a positive. You know, take a look at the times when Joseph, you know, and in the Old Testament, all the trials and tribulations that he went through, all the waiting that he went through, but God was refining him and molding him and creating him into the leader that he needed to be to one day rise to power in Egypt. And David had his exact same, you know, time of waiting and times of trial. So all these figures in Scripture that we look at and we admire, look at the times. So if you go back and track, there's times of trial and tribulation in all their lives. And so if you find yourself in that state, realize that this is a beautiful, wonderful moment where God is molding you and getting you ready, getting you prepared. Be faithful, just like Joseph. Joseph was faithful at every single step. David was faithful. Be faithful no matter where you're at. Keep working hard. You know, don't rest on your laurels or just, to kind of take it easy. Keep working hard. Keep striving. Just realize God's got a plan, and when you least expect it, God's going to open up a door for you, and you'll be like, wow, and he was preparing this all along for you.
Let's try and take a call here. We'll go to line one. Sue has a question for you. Bob, go ahead. Sue, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I am 57 years old. I'm an intelligent woman. I've held great jobs, 25 years in law enforcement in an office, and most of the positions have been supervisory management, that type. There's got to be something different. I don't know what to do. I know desperately that I go to work every day. I do my job with my eyes closed. Because I do it so well, but I have to make a change for my own well-being and sense of happiness and self-satisfaction. I don't know where to begin to look for what my skill set would be good at in another position.
Sue, that's a great question. I think there's a lot of folks that are in that probably same kind of boat. Bob, what would you say?
Well, boy, Sue, I tell you what, first of all, thank you for your service to our country and law enforcement and what you've been doing for those many years. And I talk to people like you in a similar situation on a weekly basis, you know, mid-career, later in the career, looking for that next step, looking for that encore career, something that they're just excited about and passionate about. And one of the very first things I ask them is, okay, great. What is it? Can you really define it? Do you have a definitive spot that you want to be? And a lot of times they'll say, no, I don't. I know I want to do something different. So what we've got to do is we can't get to that destination if we don't know what the destination is, right? So this is where I bring people back. This is in the book. I bring people all the way back to career direct to say, let's sit down and let's figure out what is it that you're uniquely skilled and gifted at? How has God uniquely crafted you and created you? And let's make sure that this career pivot that you're about ready to go and take, this transition, let's make sure you're making the right decision, doing something that you absolutely love, that you're passionate about. And so that whole process, Career Direct, helps unlock all of that. And a consultant will sit down and analyze that 35-page report with you and say, hey, Sue, based on your experience, based on these 25 years that you've spent within law enforcement, based on all of these interests, here are some really good options. What is it? What do you think about this? Have you ever thought about that? And then they can start to help craft and create that life plan for you so you're pivoting in the right direction. But that's the advice that I would give you today.
Yeah. That's great. Sue, thank you for that call, and we wish you well in your search. And, Bob, it does remind me, as she's, you know, she has skills. She can do a lot of things, you know, without even sort of trying. And I know you talk about that, too, that there are some sort of transcendent career skills that we need to have at any level. Let's talk a little bit about those so that, you know, even if we're not looking to pivot, we can still be more effective in our work.
Well, one of the most important transcending career skills that we can have today is work ethic. And anybody, a baby boomer on up, a lot of times when I'm talking with that generation, they'll say, boy, Bob, I tell you what, I take a look at, you know, some of the young millennials. They people just don't have the same type of work ethic that, you know, we had as baby boomers. So that's what I'll hear from them, right? And, but I tell you what, as I sit down and I talk to a lot of CEOs, a lot of people who are hiring, they say the exact same thing. They say, boy, the work ethic today just isn't the same. And, you know, people are always coming in and, you know, they'll do the least amount of work possible. They're looking for a paycheck. They're taking long lunches. I tell you what, one of the quickest ways to be a rising star in any company is to truly have an amazing work ethic. And I believe it's part of our testimony as Christians. We should be the hardest working, most dedicated, service before self individuals in the workforce. And people who display a great work ethic in a company, I tell you what, those are rising stars. Those are people who get picked up and be like, you know what, we can trust this individual. This is a person we're going to put into a different position. And another transcending career skill, I mean, this is, again, this is going to be table stakes. This is stuff that people on this radio program know. But integrity and character, if you prove yourself is trustworthy, a person who can has high character and integrity within your company, you will continually rise to the top. No matter where I go around the globe, no matter what country you're in, whether you're in, you know, a developing country or whether you're in a very advanced country, everyone, every hiring manager, they're looking for people of that have character and integrity that can be trusted. So those are two very important transcending career skills. If you have it, display it. Leverage that. You will be noticed and you will get greater opportunity because of it.
And I guess, you know, maybe one of the things that we talked about last time is that what we're really doing here, you know, if we're going to define work, it's where we're solving problems for a business owner or whatever. I mean, that's really ultimately what work comes down to day by day, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. We need to understand. Here another one of the transcending career skills I talk about in the book is we need to understand what type of value that we bring to the company. And we need to solve problems. So if we understand this is the value that I bring to the company and to the organization and solve problems for our boss or our superiors, again, another way to very quickly rise to the top. People are looking for, or leaders are looking for people in the organization who understand their value, understand how to problem solve, think quickly on their feet. And when you do that consistently, they'll be like, oh my goodness, I've got other opportunities here within the company for you to advance. I want you to have that character integrity, that work ethic, that problem solving ability over here. I see people advance all the time just by leveraging those right there.
Robert Dickey III is my guest today. We're talking about his book, Love Your Work, Four Practical Ways You Can Pivot to Your Best Career. And we've got a few more minutes remaining here and maybe have time for one more call we can sneak in. But Bob, I'm just wondering, how do we discern if we're maybe, you know, getting out of a leaky boat or we just need to kind of stick with it? I mean, you know, not all companies succeed.
Well, one of the things that that's why I really encourage people to stay very informed about what's going on in the economy and then also stay informed about what's happening within their own business. There are some industries, there are some companies that no matter what they do, they are just slowly dying because of the technological advancements. I mean, think about back at the turn of the century. I talk about this. You know, if you were a horse and buggy maker and you were making horse and buggy whips, you could actually be a world-class organization doing fantastic work and creating a great product. But when the Henry Ford came out with the Model T, it didn't matter. That company is going out of business, right? So the employees in that company would need to have to pivot someplace else. That exact same thing is happening today. Through technological advancement, through automation, there are some companies that are just going to go out of business. Think of Blockbuster. It's gone. Why? Because people are streaming all of their videos on Netflix or through Comcast. So that's why it's so important for us to be aware of what's happening in the world around us. And if we see that the world is changing and that our company is going to be irrelevant, we need to be prepared, and it's better for us to take proactive steps so that we can pivot to someplace else. Let's not be that last person who walks in the door on a Monday morning and someone's sitting there saying, oh, I'm sorry, the company just went bankrupt over the weekend and we're shutting down. That's a horrible place to be in. So I try to encourage people to be proactive in taking those steps. Now, there's another individual. This is an individual that's coming to work every day. They're like, you know what? I just hate what I do, and I want to get a different job. There's not a great deal of opportunity for me here. And I'll sit down and I'll talk with them. I say, well, tell me a little bit about it. Why are you frustrated? Oh, well, you know, I can't stand my boss, or I've got problems with this person. And what happens is the reason why they're wanting to leave is not because they're chasing after a great opportunity. They're actually running away from something. And a lot of times they're running away from personal conflicts within the company. And so I'll sit down with that individual and say, let's figure out how we can solve those personal conflicts. Because guess what? When we run away from a problem, a lot of times that problem just follows us. It'll manifest itself someplace else. So before we jump ship, before we go and we look for the grass being greener on the other side and go, let's make sure that we've maximized our opportunity at our own place of business. Because a lot of times our greatest chances for success, our greatest opportunities to advance are right within our own company. And if we've got those conflicts, if we've got those problems, we can solve them. And if we're a great employee and we're doing great work, we've got those transcending career skills, that's when we can go into our boss and say, you know what, boss, I'm working really hard. I've got some extra margin. How can I take workload off of your plate? How can I help you be successful? How can I help the organization grow and thrive? And all of a sudden, that opens up a whole new opportunity, a conversation. You say, boss, I'm looking for new opportunities. I'd like some opportunity for growth. And when you enter into that type of discussion with the boss, you will be amazed at the opportunities they will put on your plate. I see, again, this happen every single day.
Our time is gone, but we've covered some great ground. I just want to encourage you to pick up a copy of Love Your Work. You're going to get equipped for your next move, but you'll also see work differently, and you're going to pursue it like never before. Love Your Work, Four Practical Ways You Can Pivot to Your Best Career, written by Robert Dickey III, who is a Crown Ministry CEO, and you can find out more about the great Career Direct program there at Crown. If you go to crown.org, we'll put a link up on our website as well. But Bob, thanks so much for coming on again. We always love talking with you, and have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, God bless you and everyone who's listening, and thank you so much for having me on the program.
Coming up in a moment, we'll talk, speaking of having problems follow you at work, we're going to talk a little bit about how you can create a vibrant workplace. We'll get to that just ahead.